Okay, sorry about that. I got cut off. Sorry about that. I got cut off, but I wanted to come back and just give you the last little bit of this. And so the way to release and let that anointing flow in your life is simple. It's obedience. Obedience to the Holy Spirit, and even obedience to just understanding when and where and how to do. God is a gentleman. He will never tell you to do something, anything that he hasn't already thought through and that he hasn't already given you the inner strength for. And so once he asks you to do something, there doesn't need to be a go back and forth between you and him about whether or not you can do it. God wouldn't have asked you if you couldn't do it, if he wasn't going to empower you to do it. Cultivate the sensitivity to him and learn to follow that unction in your heart. And go back and read 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. The anointing is for now. That means it's a part of each and every part of your life, whether you're behind the pulpit, whether you're at the grocery store, whether you're at work or in school, you know, driving down the road, walking down the street, whatever you may be doing, maybe you know, the anointing is there and it will flow and it will penetrate. When you know that you are living the way God wants you to live and you are making yourself obedient and you're making yourself available to him, he will utilize that. He will use you. I mean, there's times when I go to the grocery store and I feel people pulling on me. And it's not pulling on me in a bad way. It's pulling on my spirit because they're hurting. And my ministry is to those that are hurting. And so I feel that. And when I walk by, God will say, that person just needs you to smile. That person needs you to just look at them. Just notice that they're there. It's not always me opening my mouth and saying something. Maybe sometimes it's just me walking by and just smiling. It's just me giving them that look that somebody sees you. And as I look at them, I'm praying for them. As I smile at them, I'm praying for them. And then sometimes there is where I need to stop and have a conversation. But I got to be okay with that. You know, I'm an introvert, and so I like to be by myself. I'm okay being by myself. I'll be locked up in my room, you know, people around, and I find that little cave for myself. And I'm okay with that, but sometimes I have to step out of my comfortable state and I have to open, avail myself, and become that extrovert. So you may have to do that, but know that God has gifted you and appointed and anointed you for that time, okay? So know how to follow that unction. The anointing is for now, whether you are working on a detailed report for your boss, preparing a Sunday school sermon or a Sunday school lesson, or making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for your kids. It doesn't matter. The anointing is always there, and it's always trying to show you how to improve someone's situation. It's always showing you how to empower them to be the very best that they can be, all in a spirit of excellence. You are anointed for this moment. You are anointed to do what God has called you to do. So don't have that go back and forth, God, I don't know, you know, I used to be this and I used to do this. Your past does not dictate your future. Your past does not derail your future. You need to understand that some of the stuff you went through in your past, you have to go through so your anointing can flow. Okay? Because you're anointed to help other people out of that. Don't worry about when it comes or when it will come. It's already there. You're already anointed. You're already appointed. I want you to be blessed. I want you to be encouraged. Be with us next week. I don't know what the topic is going to be because I'm kind of planning this out as I go. I'm kind of letting the Spirit of God lead me. But I know I want to start with this because so many of us as ministers, we forget that we are anointed. We are anointed from birth. We don't have to pray for the anointing to come on us. The anointing doesn't come with a hoop. The anointing doesn't come with a scream. The anointing doesn't come because you got a good dance. The anointing doesn't come because your Bible is purple, green, yellow, blue. It doesn't come because of that. It comes because you are you. It comes because God has already gifted it to you. It comes when you make yourself available, when the Holy Spirit rises up and you make yourself available. Then you will see the anointing that's on the inside of you flow. And so Again, don't know what we're going to cover next week, but I just know that it's going to be another hard-hitting topic. It's going to be another topic about ministry, the heat of the ministry. And like I said, I don't know how long this series is going to go, but it's going to go as long as God says it should go, because I want to help some people today. I want to be and help myself, because, you know, I've been doing this since I was 14, but it doesn't mean that I still don't need to be taught. It doesn't mean that I still can't learn from somebody. And so, again, if you want to get in touch with me, Pastor Linda Hillman at hotmail.com, and that's LindaHillman at Pastor Linda Hillman at hotmail.com, or you can go on Facebook and you can look up facebook.com/Pastor Linda Hillman 2. Again, my name is LindaHillman. So Pastor Linda Hillman 2, and you can leave your messages there for me on Facebook, or you can email me. And when the show is live, you can always call in. Again, that number is 657-383-0379. I'm looking at the numbers and saying it wrong, so let me try it one more time. 657-383-0379. So you can call in and you can always ask a question while I'm on the show. Sometimes I click away from the screen, so hit that number one and it'll have your hand raised, so I'll know that you want to say something, and we will come to you so you can ask your question or make your comment, because I am not the guru here. I am not the be all to end all. So I understand that there are people out there that have revelations, and people out there that may need information, and I want to make sure that during this time that I get to you and I answer your questions or your concerns or your comments. And if you want to add and, you know, put some gravy on what I'm bringing, then that's wonderful too. I will be back on Monday through Thursday again, Lunch with Linda at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. So that's like 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please join me. I try to do a 15-minute devotional to just empower and encourage the people of God. So once again, thank you so much. And this series will be back next Friday at 3 p.m. Be blessed. Be encouraged.